You are listening to episode 21 of the FitzPro podcast, and today is a fun one. I dive into the six-ish things that I missed most while Nate and I traveled the world. And some of these you might expect, some of these you might not, but either way, I think it'll be an interesting episode and just kind of a reflection of our last year of travel. So if you are into that, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitzPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. So while this might not directly be about fitness or business, those things were certainly affected by our year of travel. And with that coming to an end, with our world travels coming to an end, I thought that it would be fun to dive into what I actually missed while living abroad. Like I said, maybe you'll be surprised by some of these, or maybe by what's not on my list. Either way, here we go. People asked us this question most often early in our trip. So when we were like at the 3 month mark, people were asking, you know, what do you miss? Do you miss anything yet? And at that point, we really didn't miss anything aside from, you know, we had some limited food choices in Santiago, Chile, and we were fairly content outside of that, enjoying our new lifestyle and just kind of getting used to it. It's fair to say, however, that I did miss different things along the way in different areas that aren't, you know, over the whole year I missed this. So for instance, in Chile, I missed good food. In Portland, we have amazing food in Portland, Oregon. We have access to basically any kind of food that we want at any time. And in Chile, they have limited food options in Santiago anyway. So maybe, you know, throughout the whole country, there's lots of options, but I was not impressed with the food selections in Santiago, Chile. In Poland, I missed daylight because, you know, we were there in December and January, so it was very dark, which, you know, was fine and expected, but I definitely was ready for some daylight when we left. I also missed a few of my clothing items when I was in Poland. Like, I had warm clothes, but not really fashionable warm clothes. And if you followed me for the last year, you've seen me live in a backpack, so maybe you don't know, but I do like fashion quite a bit. So while it made no sense to bring my fashionable cold weather clothing or really buy any, I did miss them nonetheless. And we mustn't forget, in a lot of areas, including where I'm recording this right now, which is in Vietnam, I missed consistent Wi-Fi. Oh, I missed Wi-Fi so many times on our trip, which there is Wi-Fi in most places, but it is not as powerful or consistent as obviously I was used to at home. So I survived, it's fine, but I definitely missed consistent Wi-Fi and Western medicine a time or two. And we won't go into that, but I definitely appreciate Western medicine. There are a few things that I missed nearly everywhere we went, and that's really what we're gonna dive into today. And there is an overarching theme with most of them as well. So first up, this is number one, I missed having consistent access to weights. And this is my number one, like what I missed most. So you might think that's sad. You might have expected it to be like my mom or best friend. No, it was definitely weights. So for a few reasons. One is that this is my hobby of choice. I thoroughly enjoy lifting weights. Second is that lifting is how I keep my size, like physically on my body. My body doesn't like to keep on weight. You probably know that if you have followed me for any period of time. My natural shape is no shape. Like, I'm just skinny and small. So from a vanity standpoint, I got smaller and I wanted to be bigger. I don't like being small. I don't like looking small. I don't like feeling small. And third, to kind of go with that, I lost strength. So I hate feeling frail and weak. And I did feel that way for the majority of the last 365 days. So yes, we had, I think, 5 memberships for 20 to 30 day periods. Anytime we stayed somewhere for 20 to 30 days, we'd get a membership. But each one of those times was still like starting from ground zero. And the lack of consistency over the course of the whole year was not going to even maintain my strength or my size. So it was just discouraging to even go to the gym every time. Like, yes, I love lifting weights and it felt good, but nobody likes to go to the gym and feel weak. And so that's kind of what I was doing for the last year. Lastly, I have mentioned this before on other platforms. Lifting provides structure in my life. So it is the one thing that moves the needle the most for me personally. It has the most positive carryover into other areas of my life. So when I lift, I have a schedule, I eat better, I go to bed earlier, I'm more focused in my actual work that I do, and I'm inspired to share and practice my training philosophy and so on with my audience and with my clients. So the number one thing that I missed, to little surprise I'm sure to most of you, was weights, having access to weights and lifting weights. Next up, number two, is what I will be bringing in our future travels, excuse me. And this one is pretty vain. My straightener. You guys, I missed my straightener so many times. And I did not think that I was going to miss it. I didn't bring any hairstyling tools at all. No wand, no straightener, no anything. No blow dryer. I brought a brush. I didn't even bring a brush, actually. I had to buy a brush in Santiago, Chile. So I did not style or do really anything using a hot tool to my hair for 1 year. No curling, no straightening, no wanding, only a very, very occasional blow dry, which was really just pointless because I had nothing to style it with after I blow dry it, so I stopped blow drying it because there was no point for me. I have naturally like a beach wavy hair that styles really quite easily with hair product, so with a curling mousse or something like that, and I can diffuse it, and I love the way it looks, but it was not worth it to me to try and find the right products in each place, and then I would need a diffuser for my blow dryer, and you know, just all the girly problems. But if you have curly hair, you know you can't just up and use any mousse or curling serum on your hair and have it look the way that you want, because our curly hair is just much more particular than that. So I definitely missed being able to style, or rather just tame, my hair. You know, I can't, it's a rare occasion that I can just like shower and let it air dry and me like the way that it looks, or it stay that way. So my hair, you know, you put a hairband around it and it gets a kink in it. You put a helmet on and then it's flat on the top. It just was not. I needed my straightener, you guys. I needed it. And I missed it. So straightening or curling my hair might be one of the first things I do when I get home, other than getting it chopped off, because I also did not get a haircut for the entire year, which is actually rather normal for me. So I didn't miss getting a haircut, but straightening it, man, there were so many times where I was just like, oh, I just want to straighten my hair or style it in any way. So that was number two. I missed my straightener. Okay, number three is a big one and also situational. So I had this in some places, but not in others. But it was very apparent that my life and well-being depends on this in order to thrive. Like when I did not have this, I missed it a lot. And when I did have it, I saw the difference it made. You ready for number three, you guys? A bathtub. Yes, this is forever on the criteria of places that we stay now. And if there's not one, it better be a short stay. And before you judge, there is a science to this. You see, for you who might not know, I'm a highly sympathetic person, and I'm not talking about the, like, I have sympathy for you. I mean nervous system. In my nervous system, from a nervous system standpoint, I function highly in a sympathetic state of mind. It's always going, I'm a busybody, and it's very hard for me to actually relax. But there are a few things that I have found to help me actually tap into that parasympathetic state. So to slow down and relax and get out of that sympathetic state, that go, go, go. And those things are taking a bath, which is why I did it almost every day back home. And I absolutely plan to do that when I get home. Going on a walk, getting a massage, and that's even questionable sometimes. And for the most part, talking to my mom. Lo and behold, it is important for me to have time in the bathtub, and I feel the effects when I don't have time in the bathtub, when I don't take that time to slow down. So while I can still be a functioning human being, I suppose, without a bathtub, I certainly missed having one during the times that we were without a bathtub, and I literally felt the difference on a mental state. So I could have done other things, obviously, to get into that parasympathetic state to relax, but the bath is just a really easy place for me to do that. So number three, a bathtub. Number four is actually the one that I noticed first, all the way back in Santiago. And number four and five kind of go together, so we'll lump them in one here. Number four is my having a Siggy's full fat yogurt in the morning with my bulletproof coffee. This was a piece of heaven for me on early mornings when I had clients, or even a morning where I got to sleep in. I just like having my same thing. I like waking up to having my full fat yogurt and my bulletproof coffee every morning. It was just a simple joy in my life. And very rarely did my mornings not begin with my yogurt and collagen, grass-fed butter, you know, coffee concoction, which leads me to number five. And that is having a morning routine, or really just having the consistency to make one, having the opportunity to make one. I didn't have a lengthy and thought out morning routine back home, but I clearly had one nonetheless. And while traveling, we would make a morning routine in our longer stays somewhat, but even then we'd break that if we were going on a road trip, or, you know, if our cafe was closed, because you guys, things are not just like open all the time in other areas of the world. They close on certain days, they open at random times, they close for random times. We didn't quite have the freedom or the space to create, you know, a very specific morning routine wherever we were going. So this is one that both of us, I think, are looking forward to when we return home. And I might just add in here that none of this is a complaint in any fashion about, you know, how hard our life was when we were traveling the world. They're just simply things that we missed during our time away. And, you know, that's to be expected, that you would miss things when you leave. I didn't even go away to college, you guys. Like, I have lived in my home my whole life. So I went from a very, very scheduled life to being on the go. And so there is an expectation that things would be missed. So numbers four and five are together. Like I said, my yogurt and my coffee, and just having a morning routine in general. Doesn't have to be fancy, but just having the space and the opportunity to have a morning routine that doesn't, you know, have to change every 3 weeks or week or 3 days. So we end with number six, which was actually the thing that I anticipated missing the most. When I was talking to my friends before I left, this is what came up the most and what I would miss. And you're going to laugh and possibly make fun of me. If you are a type A personality with a sympathetic brain and nervous system, you will understand. And it directly was related to my business and really just to my ability to be productive. So this year of travel has really tested my ability to be flexible, which I'm not. I'm not able to be flexible, you guys. Well, that's a lie. I can be flexible. It's not my favorite. I'm excited to not be flexible when I get home. But number six is my whiteboards. Oh my gosh, I freaking love my whiteboards, you guys. I have these two giant dry erase boards up in my office, and they're literally how I kept my head on straight before we left. They're where I did all of the things that you guys hear me talk about in entrepreneurship. So it's where all of my goals were, my yearly goals, my monthly goals, my top two for the week, my top two for the day. They were where I would just jot down ideas and people I needed to contact and important dates. It was all in one place, and I saw it every day. I was actually terrified to leave them, and I even contemplated bringing like a dry erase marker and just using mirrors wherever we went, like as my whiteboards. So while I survived with my favorite day designer planner, which I will also link in the show notes because it is my favorite planner and I have tried a lot and I still stick by this one, I cannot tell you how freaking excited I am to be reunited with my whiteboards and all of the productivity and clarity that is going to come with that. So excited. I can't even tell you. My office was something that I was, so I said that, you know, the whiteboards were what I expected to miss because, like I said, I was fully aware that they are what was keeping my head on straight. They were what was keeping me focused, and that was my tactic. So I was very nervous to not have that, like, big bird's eye view of everything. And that was a struggle. And I did miss them. So that proved to be true. But that wraps it up. The six things I missed while traveling the world. And maybe you expected some. Maybe you were completely surprised by others. It was certainly interesting to see what we thought we'd miss and then what we actually did. And of course, you know, we missed family, but I figured that that was a given. And I, you know, tried to FaceTime my mom every week or every 2 weeks, and my sister, which honestly helped a lot with that. So we missed family, but outside of family, those were kind of the random things that I found myself missing and didn't necessarily expect to on all of them. Okay, now we're done. I'm sure there were more along the way as well, but those were my top six as we end our year of travel. I hope this was interesting, if nothing else, maybe entertaining. Perhaps. I think when we remove most of the things and Western luxuries that we're used to, we quickly find out what we value most. Apparently for me, that was weightlifting, tamed hair, bath time, yogurts, morning routines, and whiteboards. It appears I don't need much, but I definitely enjoy my life with those things in it. So I thought this was a fun little reflection to look into. I hope you thought so too. Thank you for tuning in to this one. And until next time, I'm Annie Miller, and I appreciate that you choose to put me in your ears. If you like it, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, rate, and review it. Thank you so much for listening to the FitzPro Podcast.